Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from Pastor Jessica Roth.
Amen. All right, let's do this. Let's get into the Word. You know, some of us have our phones on our Bibles. Some of us have our old school Bibles, I guess, is what I heard one young person say. I'm like, old school Bible? Well, you better use it, lady. So I don't care how you're using it, but you better be reading it, okay? So my message tonight, you know, Pastor Deborah was going to be here tonight, and so Pastor Dan asked me to step in because they decided to take a drive. For the first time after they have retired, they have finally decided to go do something, and so they have been driving all the way up the coast of California, and they did not make it back in time for tonight. So I am on. Will you deal with me tonight? All right. God's good. Who wooed over here? I'll pay you later. Okay. And so the message tonight, you ready? Flesh is dead and I'm spirit led. My flesh is dead and I'm spirit led. We can make a rap out of that, right? I'm not that good. But you know, we've been having lots of conversations on our staff. We've been having lots of conversations one-on-one with some girls that I'm mentoring. We've been having these conversations. How do I know when the Spirit is leading me to do something? I just kind of do what I'm doing, and I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, and where do I go with this, Pastor Jess? These are really great questions when you want to know the Word of God and when you want to know God deeper. But if you ask the questions, you have to be ready for the answer. Because God has a lot of amazing things for us as Christians. I believe that this is one of the most important messages, if we could get a hold of, that will be life-changing for us. Now, how many of you want to have a life-changing life? A filled life, a full life. I don't want like a just skid by life. You know, I used to play softball and I would like slide into, you know, home base and just barely make it before God. I don't want to live that kind of, I want to live an on fire, go out of my way kind of life. I want to like make it there with some time because God had my back and I knew what I was doing, and God just led me the whole way. I want to live that life that's out on the edge, ready to be available and flexible for the things of God. And so maybe you're sitting in this room and you're going, I don't really. No, I've never really thought about it that deep. You know, I just kind of said yes to God at one time in my life, and then I don't really know where to go from here. I don't know where to take it from here. I don't know what to do from here. Some of you are sold out. Some of you are like, yes, I heard from the call of God, and where do I go with it? Well, tonight, whether you are the person that's not sure or you're the person that's like, I'm on fire, ready to go, God has something for us. So let's get into the Word tonight. Let's see what His Word says. Let's let the Holy Spirit lead us. In 1 Corinthians 6, 20. In the New King James Version, it says, "For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are yours." Wait, is that what the Word says? But some of you dress like it's yours. Oh, I won't go there, girls. You're saying you have rips in your knees. No, that's not what I'm talking about. What kind of bathing suits are we wearing? What are we showing off? Oh gosh, one of these churches? Don't we all inclusive? Absolutely all inclusive. But listen, God has to get inside of us to change us, to mold us, to shape us, to get who we are and who we are and not what the world says we are. You see, you were bought with a price. You are more precious in God's eyes than you will ever know. And because that price was bought for you, He's saying, what I'm asking of you is to watch yourself in your body and in your spirit. Do we still want to keep listening to this message? Is this still like one that we want to keep going dabbing into? Like everything but that, Pastor Jess, let's just talk about how Jesus loves us. I would love to teach that message, but He never asked me to do that one. So Pastor Dan always gets those ones. So we were bought with a price. And He says that in our body and our spirit, which are God's. That means you are not your own. Did you know that? You were bought with a price. You are a new creation in Christ. You said, no, I'm not. Well, maybe you aren't, but tonight you will have the opportunity to know who this incredible God is and that free gift of salvation and eternal life. So just hold on, keep listening. But maybe you're in here and you're the Christian and you said, yeah, I'm saved. Yeah, I've served God. Yes. But I don't know if I'm really going all out for God. I don't know if I'm really pressing in and doing what God's requiring of me. You see, when we serve God, it's not how we want it, it's how God wants it. When we say yes to God and we say, I want to be a Christian, do you know what that really means, Christians? It means that you're going to be more Christ-like. You're on this journey of learning how to be more like God every single day. That means that we are on a journey of denying sin and pushing away those things, listening for the voice of God and not doing what we want, but what God wants. That's the journey he's asking us to take. This verse says a lot because he did it, and that way we can. You see, God is in three parts, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Father God in heaven, his Son came down from earth in human form for your sin and my sin to wash us as a spotless, blameless lamb. And he died on that cross for our sins. And then he went and he took the keys of sin and death when he died. And then he went and he sat at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. He left the Holy Spirit here on earth to come and live and dwell within us, to guide us, to lead us, to be our comforter. He's creative. He's such a beautiful piece of our everyday life. And I want you tonight to grab a hold of how to hear from him and how to be led by him, because you don't have to do life alone any longer. You don't have to live this life alone. You may be single. You may be in here saying, oh, so-and-so left me. I've been rejected by this person and that person. Well, guess what? The Holy Spirit has never left you. He will never leave you. He loves you and he wants you to know the ins and the outs of what he has for you. This is where he wants us to go tonight. This is what he wants us to do. And so as we learn and we dabble into just a bit, because we only have so much time, we're going to get into this. In Galatians 5, go with me to Galatians 5. I was reading these scriptures actually in a Bible study with my children. And my daughter was reading it out loud in the kitchen. And I went, ooh, stop right there. Stop right there. Did you hear that? And then she wasn't as excited as I was. And I was like, what is going on? Don't you see how amazing the scripture is? And she's like, okay. You know, this is like little Chloe, though, who really hasn't had much life experience. So I'm going to give her a little break. But it, for me, an X-rank sinner, a total mess up, I read this and I went, oh my goodness, this is amazing. Galatians 5:16. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Wow. Is it that easy? Because it doesn't feel that easy, does it? It doesn't feel that easy when, you know, you just have that one more of those drinks. And then you kind of step over into drunkenness, you know, and then you just don't remember much the rest of the night, do you? Or how about it doesn't feel that easy when, you know, that cute guy, you guys take it too far and you go there. But wait, were you listening to the leading of the Holy Spirit, or were you listening to your flesh and what your flesh is screaming at you? Because our flesh somehow knows how to scream at us. Have you ever been on a diet and you're like, I'm not going to eat that donut? The other day, I'm like, I'm watching my calories. And it was like, all the boys were gone. It was just me and my daughter, Chloe. And I'm like, let's go make cupcakes. We couldn't find the stuff for the cupcakes, so we went to the donut shop. And I was like, I'm not gonna eat any of those. They're all for you. And then I was like, okay, well, maybe one. You see, our flesh is always knocking. It's always pushing. It's always screaming really loud in our world, right? But God is saying you have to get yourself to the point where your flesh will not be as loud as the Spirit of God talking to you, because they're both talking at the same time. And when we follow the Spirit of God, let's drop down to verse 22 in Galatians 5. This is what will be produced. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. It will produce love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. Whoa, this one's good. Self-control. Therefore, there is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ have nailed the passions and the desires of their sinful nature to the cross and crucified them there. Listen, I was the girl. Pastor Dan was an amazing young man of God, but he married me. And I was a hot mess. And I was the girl that, you know, I had to be cool. I had to hang out with the right people. I found myself in situations I didn't like being in, but there were times that in those situations I would get this ping, like, I don't think I should go to this party. Ooh, I don't think that I should go with this guy. I don't think I should be calling these people. You know, God knows what you should and shouldn't be doing. Maybe you're married in this place and the girl at work is kind of coming on to you. And she's like, oh, well, just call me. It's not a bit. We could be friends. And your wife knows nothing about it. Don't be opening that door. Don't go there. You see, the nudge of the Holy Spirit is what you need in your life. You need the leading of the Holy Spirit because he's going to help you walk through these things. You will have self-control in that situation. Those things will be crucified to the cross. So I want to say all this to say, how do I be led by the Spirit then, Pastor Jess? If you're just so good at it. Listen, I'm not good at it, but I strive to get there every single day. Every day I ask the Lord for something outside of my box. If that makes sense. So like, if I'm like at the grocery store, I will pray that I get deals. I know that's crazy, right? Because Trader Joe's doesn't really change their prices. But at times, I will find things that I'm like, oh, we'll just give you another one. It's okay. We kind of messed up on your order. And I'm like, that's right. I will go if I need clothes, girls, consider a field and buy it. I pray over my shopping trips and I ask for favor of God. I ask for deals and good deals like these shoes. They were $300. I did not pay $300 and would never. But do you know what I did pay? I said $30 last week, but I looked at my receipt when I got home. It was wrong. I only paid $70. But these are all leather made in Spain. Okay, like these, I'm going to have these the rest of my life. So deals and good deals. See, do we allow God to be a part of our everyday? Do we even think to invite him in to the everyday? No, we just kind of go on our way. Sometimes I'll get to the store and I'm like, Lord, let me come across someone that needs to know your name. I will pray that prayer and I will get hit up by like 5 homeless people. And I'm like, entertaining angels, Holy Spirit, which one do you want me to help? And I'll end up just helping whoever God needs because I want to be led by the Spirit. I want to be available and on ready anytime he says to go because I never know what he needs from me. And on the other side of listening to him, who's going to be touched? Listen, you are all full-time ministers. This is not just my job. This is your job as a Christian to be led by the Spirit, to hear the voice of God. So how do we do that? Number one, write this down. You need to listen for the Holy Spirit's direction. Sometimes we want to give ourselves our own path. I don't know about you. I'm a planner. Is anybody else a planner in here? Like I have it all laid out. I know what we're going to be doing. And then I married Pastor Dan and he messed up all my plans. Because he is Mr. Fly by the seat of your pants. Let's just go do this today. And I'm like, well, wait. We have children. How are they going to eat? What are we going to do? Where are we going to go? Da, da. Now I'm like, whatever, huh? I'm just, whatever. I've learned to just move on after 15, 16 years of marriage. Whatever. And, you know, I think that we have to get there with God. Because God wants to interrupt our very planned day. And God wants us to listen to him more than we tell him. We like to tell God a whole lot of things. But we don't want to listen to what God is saying about the things. You see, we want God to fix our relationships, but not willing to fix ourselves in the relationship because God is going, I'm trying to tell you how to fix it, but you're not listening and staying silent enough for you to hear my direction on what to do next. You see, God is ready and available. The Holy Spirit lives and dwells within us. But when we don't tap into what the Holy Spirit is wanting to pull up out of us, we miss God. And then we say, where's God in this? Oh, I'm mad at God. Poor God, he gets blamed for everything. And a lot of times it's just us being stupid. Can I just say, you're being stupid. Are you listening to God? Many times, oh, how do you hear the voice of God? Everybody makes it so deep and so hard. Can I just tell you something really simple? Just shut up. Just be quiet. I got a big mouth, and I like to say a lot of things. Believe me, ask the staff. In staff meeting, they're like, oh, here she goes again. But you know what? I'll tell you something. If you just be quiet and learn to listen, this is like an art. I believe it's an art. Now, my husband is married. I married into a family that's very good at this. They're very quiet people, very thoughtful people. They think through everything they say. Now, if you know my family, we don't think about nothing we say, and then we're like, oh, wait, we probably should have said that. I don't know what side you come from or who you are, but God knows how you're made. And he knows that he just needs to get your attention to listen. And so here, let's talk about a man by the name of Jonah. We all know about Jonah. If you've never been in church, somebody that has never been in church knows about Jonah. He's the man that got eaten by the big fish. We'd like to say a whale, but we don't really know if it was a whale. God put aside a fish for him to get eaten up by because guess what? He didn't listen to God. Let's go there. Jonah 1. You guys getting something from this tonight? Jonah 1. It says, the Lord gave this message to Jonah, son of Amittai. Get up and go to the city of Nineveh and announce judgment against it because I have seen how wicked its people are. Let's stop there for a second. I'm not gonna get into this story except for right here. God told Jonah what to do. Some of you have talked to me and you're, well, I don't really know what God is saying. Really? Well, I think he's saying this. Okay, well then do that. Yeah, but I'm not sure if that's what he's saying. You know, you wanna talk yourself out of it. Right away, we will talk ourselves out of what God is saying to us because it's not, ready for this? Comfortable.
Come on.
And Jonah was completely uncomfortable with telling people that God is going to wipe them out. Now, I don't know about you, but I would feel the same way. Like, really, God, why do I have to be the one to go tell them you're going to wipe them out because they're wicked? I mean, who wants that job? Anyone in here? I don't think so, right? So if we don't listen to the voice of God, if we're not hearing what he's asking us, we will eliminate the path to restoration, not for just ourselves, but for the people that follow the command that God is giving us to do and carry out. You see, Jonah was asked to do something that was uncomfortable. Let me tell you how this story goes for time's sake. Jonah then gets himself on a boat and runs from God. How many of us have said, I'm going to stop going to church? Because when I go there, it kind of bugs me about this situation. When I go there, like my heart goes right back to that place that I remember that God wanted to deal with me on, and I'm not comfortable with it. So I'm going to go and be in a group of people that don't bother me about these issues that are like me. So you'll surround yourself with what is comfortable. But the voice of God is never, most likely, ever going to be comfortable. Let me tell you something. The presence of God is always safe. But the voice of God is not always comfortable. When we're in the presence of God, there's peace and there's rest. My son came home from camp this past week, and I said, what was so great about your worship time at children's camp? And it was Titus's first year. And so he was just like, Mom, during praise and worship, I just felt something so amazing. And I'm like, that's called the presence of God. And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, what did it feel like to you? And he said, it felt like being home. And I'm like, that's a beautiful way of saying what the presence of God feels like. Because that's the safety and the comfort. But yet, for some reason, when the one who makes us feel that way tells us to do something uncomfortable, we leave the safety and security of home. We leave the safety and security of the presence of God because we don't want to listen to what he's asking us to do. We don't want to just jump in both feet and go, I'm in this for you, God. Whoa! You know, not many people will do that. Not many people will. But God does. God did it for you. He died on a cross, took your sins, washed them away, all so that you don't have to go to hell. You see, God is asking us just to listen. You don't know what to do with your wife because she bugs you. Well, guess what? Have you been praying for your wife? Maybe she'll stop bugging you less if you start praying for her. And in your prayer time, you'll learn to stop praying for her and start praying for you. Because when you start praying for the one that bugs you, you can't dislike them any longer. And God begins to change some things inside of you. You see, when we begin to do it God's way, it begins to turn out with love, patience, peace. See, all those things, gentleness, kindness, that's what will be produced when we begin to listen to the Holy Spirit. Number two, we have to deny our desires. That's not a fun one. That's not one that we want to dabble into, but let's see what Jonah did. In Jonah 1:3, after God gave him the command, this is how Jonah responded. But Jonah got up and he went the opposite direction to get away from the Lord. Ooh, that's like a oh my moment. You know, like you literally turned your back on God and went the other way. Now, I cannot judge Jonah, because Pastor Jess at one time in her life did that to God. And I'll tell you something, I thank God that he saved me, he reconciled, and he forgave me through that. Because God's mercy is bigger than you will ever understand. The depths of the ocean, his mercy is great. And this is what Jonah did. He said he went down to the port of Joppa where he found a ship leaving for Tarshish, and he bought a ticket and he went on board hoping to escape from the Lord by sailing to Tarshish. Okay, now honestly, do you feel a little bit like, really? You're trying to escape God, like on a boat, on the ocean he made. Like, he doesn't know you're there. Go ahead and hide. And really, I'm reading this like, and God goes, don't judge him. You've been just stupid like that. Yes, I have, probably just yesterday. So, while the storm was beating up the boat, a storm came in the middle of him running off to Tarshish, right? This storm starts breaking loose. All these men on the boat are unsaved and they're freaking out. They start throwing stuff overboard. They start casting lots to their gods, which is not our God, but different gods. And it points to Jonah. They said, why is this happening? And it points to this man, Jonah. Now guess where Jonah was? Jonah was on the bottom of the boat sleeping in the middle of all this chaos because he went to what was comfortable. Jonah stayed in his comfort zone and chose not to listen to the voice of God. He was denying God and not his flesh. It will be easy for you to go back to what is comfortable. But you have to deny being comfortable. You have to deny what your flesh is asking of you. You're gonna have to deny what your mind is gonna say, because as soon as God gives you a command, the enemy's gonna come in and he's gonna whisper the opposite to you. You're gonna have to cast down those vain imaginations, that's what the Word of God says, that parades itself above the things of God. You're gonna need to know, is this the Holy Spirit or is this the devil? Who am I listening and following right now? What is born of God will bear witness. It may not be comfortable, but you'll have a peace about it and you'll be able to move on with it. If it's not of God, you're gonna feel the ping. Remember, we talked about the ping. I remember my mom said to me, because I was going through some sinful times in my life, and she said, you know, the Holy Spirit is what makes you go, I don't think you should do that. I don't think you should do that. She said, you keep ignoring that, Jess, the nudge from the Holy Spirit. If you keep ignoring it, one day you won't hear it anymore. And I remember when I stopped hearing it. And boy, did my life go downhill really fast. Because it was me turning my back on God and walking away from him. But God's mercy, God's mercy. Jonah says to these men, throw me overboard. I'm the reason why this is happening. And they're like, really? You knew this would happen? And he says, yeah, throw me overboard. He throws him overboard. The fish eats him up. Inside the fish, he talks to God. He has, you know, finally, he has to only listen to God at this point, because there's nothing else going for Jonah at this point. You know, sometimes God's got to get you all alone, messed up and hurting. Sometimes you have to be at your bottom to finally look up. The saddest part is you'll blame God for that too. But it was just you being what? Stupid. Listen. God's mercy will get us through it. And as they began to talk, God said, fine. I'm gonna give you another thing to do. God gives him another assignment. When you hear the voice of God, right away, it will tell you, you will tell yourself, that wasn't God. Have you ever done that? One time I was in the store and God told me to buy something for someone that was in front of me. I said, oh, that wasn't God. Because we had no money, we were totally broke. And I was like, God didn't call me to be generous. That must be her behind me. But I'll tell you something, as soon as that lady had to put all her stuff back and walk away, and I paid for my one thing, I could not stop weeping the rest of the day because I had disobeyed God, and I felt his displeasure with me not listening to his voice and denying my flesh and denying what the Holy Spirit wanted me to do. You see, don't do that to yourself. Galatians 5:17, we're gonna go back to Galatians. Galatians 5:17 says, the sinful nature wants to do evil. Did you know that? Like right away, we're born into sin, everyone. We are born into it. Thank you, Adam and Eve. And because of it, we naturally want to do what's wrong. which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. So you are not free to carry out your good intentions. Pastor Eddie used to say it like this. He was our old youth pastor. He's now the pastor, senior pastor of the Rock Church of Coachella Valley. And Pastor Eddie would say to us youth, he'd say, you have too much of God in you to enjoy the world and too much of the world in you to enjoy God, so you're just gonna be miserable. And that's that war contending. Pastor Luke touched it this on Sunday morning about the angels and the demons. We are in the middle of war, whether you like it or not. And you're gonna fight, your flesh is gonna fight those things and wanna do those things naturally. Verse 18, but when you are directed by the Spirit. Say it with me. Directed by the Spirit. You are not under obligation to the law of Moses. You no longer have to worry about getting a slaughtered lamb and bringing it to the altar because Jesus was that spotless lamb for us now in the New Testament. He did it all for us. We are not under the old law. We are under the new law, which says that we hear the Spirit of God and we obey his commands. We deny our flesh. That is completely opposite of what the world tells us. I cannot tell you how many conversations we have had just recently with young people. And this is what they say to me. Well, you know, sex before marriage, that's just, you know, that's not for today because that was written like centuries ago and that's not for now. And I'm like, you're a hot mess. You're gonna get yourselves in a whole bunch of mess and then you're gonna blame God for it and you're gonna wonder what happened. Because the word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what the word of God says. That is not ever, it does not change, and it actually is something that we are gonna have to stand for in a time where the world says, no, that's not cool. Just do what feels good. Do what's right. This next generation, did you know that they are all about what feels good? What feels good? Gosh, if I went off what feels good, I'd be like this fat. Because I love me some ice cream at night when I get in bed. You know, I mean, what feels, I mean, come on. You have to go to a point where you say, no, shut up, flesh. I'm gonna live by the Spirit. I'm gonna do what God's word asks of me. I'm gonna live like the Christian God needs me to be. I may not be comfortable with it, but I'm gonna do it. And listen, flesh, shut up. Sometimes you're just gonna tell your flesh to shut up. You know, many times I'm like, just shut up, flesh. Many times the enemy will come and poke at your head. Oh, see, they're talking about you. See, they don't like this. Oh, just shut up. I'm gonna choose to walk in love. I'm gonna choose to believe the best. I'm not gonna go there. I'm not going there. And you know, I'm so grateful when I don't go there because I sleep good at night. I have peace. I'm happy. When I do go there, I'm all tore up. I'm like, damn, what do you think that they said? What did I do? Do you think I need to call them? Da, da, da. You know, it's like stupid. And then you call the people and they're like, what are you talking about? You know, I mean, I'm not kidding. The enemy will waste your time. It's a time waster. Oh, deny him. Tell him to go back to hell where he belongs. I mean, that's like my saying. I'm going to get a shirt. Go back to hell, devil. And then it says, when we are directed by the Spirit, verse 19, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Ready for this? Sexual immorality. What is that? That's like a kind of old word. Immorality. It means sex outside of marriage. Sex is for the marriage bed between a man and a woman. What? She is so old school and weird. Yep, whatever, because I did sex before marriage and it screwed me up bad. And there was a whole lot of sin and a whole lot of hell God had to heal me from. But if I would have just listened to my Heavenly Father the first time, I wouldn't have found myself in some very heartbreaking moments and consequences for things that I never had to live through. You see, God doesn't say these things because he's not, you know, up to date or because this is old school. Let's not be foolish. That's what people say when they just want to give in to what's comfortable. Impurity, lustful pleasures. Oh, wait, let's talk about pornography. It's on your phone now. Gosh, my kids are playing games and I'm like, woo, what was that pop-up? I mean, the devil is deceiving. I just saw a report tonight before we came here that they're teaching kids in school things that I never learned in school about sex. And they're using code phrases for it. And I'm like, and my daughter was like, trauma, what? I'm like, let's sit down, let's talk about this now, gosh. You know, and I just wanna say, Like, the world is sneaky, and it's the devil. He's behind it all. He uses these things that God says not to do. He uses them on his benefit. He uses them to take us down. He uses them to tweak our minds. Be careful what you're putting your eyes in. Be careful what your flesh is giving into lustful pleasures. Number two, verse 20, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, which means fighting, jealousy, outbursts of anger. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We're delivered from it. We do have an anger management class here if you need some help. Selfish ambition. Ooh, who's into themselves? Because I'm telling you, if I see one more girl taking a picture of herself, those selfish, we're on vacation and I'm like staring at them. Do you know how stupid you look? Like, they have to do like the duck lips. Like, do the duck lips. Yeah, do it right now. See how stupid you feel. Stupid. We're so selfish. Sorry, I'm on my soapbox right now. Are you okay with me? I'm just saying what you think. Okay. Dissension and division. Ooh, who's all up in the mix? All up in the drama. Envy. Drunkenness. God's word says, do not be drunk with wine. Yeah, but he says that they drank wine. Yeah, but they weren't drunk. Don't be a lush, okay? If you have an issue with that, we can help you get through it. Wild parties and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, let that anyone living that sort of a life, listen to this, will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's serious. So if you're questioning if maybe you should keep sleeping with your boyfriend that you're not married to, I would say, do you want to inherit the kingdom of God? That would be my question to you. Where do you want to end up? Because if you were to die in that sin or day after not repent, where would you be? I don't know. But that's between you and God. It's just my job to deliver it. All right, point number three. You still love me? Why do I got to say these ones, Dan? Point number three, hearing and being led by the Spirit of God. We have to be obedient when he speaks. Because when we don't carry out what he's asking, then we've missed it altogether. Be obedient. Our obedience will produce the power of God in our lives in every single area. Jonah 3:2, we're going to jump all the way down. And it says, then the Lord spoke to Jonah a second time. Get up and go to the city of Nineveh and deliver the message that I have given you. This time, oh, that's grace right there, grace. This time, because you messed up last time, kiddo. Jonah obeyed the Lord's command and he went to Nineveh, a city so large that it took 3 days to see it all. On that day, Jonah entered the city. He shouted to the crowds, 40 days from now, Nineveh will be destroyed. He did it. He delivered it. He carried it out. And check this out. Because he did that, he got the attention of every person in that city, even the king. And they all changed their ways, turned from sin, and they turned their eyes to God, and they repented. If Jonah would not have been obedient, how many people behind him would have never seen the freedom and salvation reign? You see, behind your obedience is a whole bunch of people waiting to be led by God because the Holy Spirit's going to use you as a full-time minister to be his hands and to be his feet. And sin is not worth it. So step away and be obedient to the voice of God. Psalms 119:60. I love this verse. It just jumped out at the page to me. It said, I will hurry without delay to obey your commandments. I will hurry without delay. When you hear the nudging, the prompting, when you're in your word and the Spirit of God is speaking to you and it just jumps and it leaps in your eye. Have you ever read the word and it just comes alive? That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Have you ever been in a conversation with someone and you're like, wow, that was so refreshing. Thank you for that. That was the Holy Spirit speaking through them to you. You see, he's going to get to you. He's going to get your attention because guess what? He has your best interest at hand. He wants everything good for you, pleasurable and lovely, not what the sin of this world is going to tell you is good until it hurts you later on. You see, God wants to protect you from those things. So when you hear his voice, hurry without delay and obey his commands. I want to end with Galatians 5:25, and it says, the very end of all the scriptures in Galatians, it says, since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Listen, Rock Church, we cannot be people that just go by a whim. that do what our flesh says, that does what the world says, because if you are a born-again Christian, you said, yes, I want Jesus, then you are to be more Christ-like every single day. That means to deny the flesh. If you need help in doing that, we can help you walk through that. You need to get into church. You need to feed your spirit man. Because if you fill what you fill your heart up with, that's what will come up out of you. So put Jesus in so that that's what will come up out of you. I believe that God's presence wants to be with us when he speaks. This last thing's obedience will unlock the true reality of what God's presence can do and bring into our lives. I love that. The Spirit of God will unlock the true reality of God's presence and what it can bring to our lives. I want the presence of God everywhere I go. I want him to be with me in the stores. I want him to be with me in my quiet time. I want him to be with me in a crowded room, in a city that is a crazy city with a whole bunch of hell going on around me. And I say, yes, Lord, I'll do it. Where do you want me? Where do you want me to go next, God? Who do you need me to talk to next, God? Who do you need me to tell? Hey, you know, it might be something as pretty as, or as wonderful as, you look pretty today. You never know, that person may have never heard that they look beautiful. It might just be, hey, Jesus loves you. I remember one time God told me, just tell them that I love them. I'm like, that's weird. I remember telling God that. That's weird. That's totally uncomfortable. They're going to think I'm one of those Jesus freaks. Well, you should be. I mean, I'm having this conversation with God. And he's like, would you just tell them? I'm like, Jesus loves you? Like, I felt so uncomfortable. And this person started crying. Just tears started running down their face. I have no idea. We were in the store and I was just like, whoa, what? Okay, can I pray with you? I got to pray with them. Listen, guys, you never know. I was in a doctor's office at one time. I'm giving you examples not to brag on myself, but to show you how this can be done. I was in a doctor's office with my son, actually in urgent care. And this girl came in and she was weeping and crying. Her mom was in a panic. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, somebody help this poor lady. Like, this is not good, whatever this is. And I said, the Holy Spirit said, go over there and pray for her. And I said, that's awkward. And he's like, just do it. And I'm okay, okay. So I went and I asked if I could pray. I introduced myself. Hi, my name is Jessica. Would it be okay? I see you're really hurting. Can I pray for you? Do you know that they never deny prayer? Even if they don't believe in God, they're like, yes, you could pray for me. Because I'm so at my low, I need Jesus. So listen, be bold, Christians. Go out there, tell someone about Jesus, shout his name, be led by the Holy Spirit. Go be full-time ministers.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.